Yep, sorry, David, the call got dropped. We were discussing the table and the font size. And yep, I see that the table has the font 11, whereas the normal font, that is 10. So that is, there is some difference on that.
Well, wait a minute. What software are you using?
Hello?
Well, yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. It's all better now.
Are you using Microsoft Word right now?
Yep, I'm using Microsoft Word right now.
And if you click on the first entry in the table, most citizens know?
Yep.
What font size?
The font size shows 11.
No.
It's 11.
It says 2.5 on my system.
Okay, it shows Arial and 10 and 11 on my end. If I have it adjusted to 11, just give me one quick second as well. How much of a difference will this make? Yep, it was previously 11, but as you mentioned that you want to go forward with 10.5, this is something that we can have it taken care of.
What I sent you was 10.5. How the hell did it get turned to 11?
I have just the same document.
If you don't have the same document, then we're wasting time.
No, it's the same document. It's the same document because Microsoft Word is not going to convert the text size. It shows 10.5 on your end. Can you recheck on that?
Yes. I'm using Microsoft Word, and it's 10.5.
Okay, it shows 11 on my end, but I will have this rectified whenever we get the revised draft. So you want to go ahead with 10.5 throughout, correct?
No, hell no. What's the release level of your Word application? I mean,
for publishing, the best that we recommend is somewhere around like 10. 10 to 12 is the standard that we recommend.
Don't introduce irrelevance into the conversation. I'm asking you a question. The Word processor that you're using, what release level is it? Are you using the latest one?
Yes, I am using the latest one. Just give me one second as well. I'm going to confirm the Word to you as well. Just one second. I'm checking the properties as well so that I can convey the same. Just give me one quick second. I'm just confirming the version and I'm updating you. Thank you so very much for staying on the line. Yep, it's the latest update that we have on our end. It's the 2021 version.
2021?
Yep, 2021 with final updates.
Well, it's 2023 now.
Yep, absolutely. But the both of them have only minor changes. So all the drafts that we received, these minor changes don't reflect. Even if you shared the font with an 8 size, it would reflect the same. It wouldn't round off on my end. So, but that is something that I will have duly noted, and I will have that rectified. So can you just let me know one quick thing, that the table itself along with the text would go as a 10.5, or it's just the table that is going to go 10.5?
Well, the table has a heading, and the heading is one size. The heading is 10. The bold heading is 10. But the entries themselves are 10.5 on the one that I sent you. Now, if you have a different word processor, it may render differently on your screen, and it may in fact be 10. In which case, your pagination might be different than mine.
I will do one thing as well. The same draft, I will have it shared with the team with the latest MS Word as well. So that is not going to have any issues. So that's the whole purpose of me getting on this call, is to inquire all these minor details. And the next time the team works on the latest itself. So it's just on my end, because I just work on minor revisions. That is why I don't have the latest word. But when I share that draft with the team as it is, they're going to view everything as you've sent to them. So that's the whole purpose of me getting on this call, so that I can confirm all these minor details, so that when the team starts working on that, they're aware and they're on the same page as well. So that's the whole purpose of us getting on this call.
I'm sorry that you're using an old system and it's not rendering the same on your computer as it is on mine. And what's worse is it's actually changing the size of the font. If it actually changes it to 10 and shows it as 10, then you're looking at something that's different than what I'm looking at, even though you ostensibly are accessing the same document, but you're doing it with a different version of a word.
I believe that it's only affecting the font size, and all the rest of the discussion that we just had, that's all as it is. When you recommended me to go on that particular page, all the details are there as it is and as we are discussing. So that is not causing any change over there. We're just working on the font size.
Are you saying that the rest of your team uses the latest word?
Yep, absolutely. The writing team goes ahead and they follow the latest version.
Okay. Well, then they should see what I'm seeing, and you're the odd man out. And that's unfortunate.
I will personally have this updated as well. I will have this personally updated as well, and you won't face any issues on this. You have my word on it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you start with the document I sent you and you have the latest version of Word, then I will have some confidence that we're looking at the same thing. But obviously right now we're not.
It's just the text size. Apart from that, you know that your book has the same content. So if you can just give me a brief idea of what you are inquiring or what you request in the next draft, I can share the same with the team, and they can review all those things in their latest Word file as well. And
I didn't have a list of changes that I was recommending, because if I felt strongly about it, I would have made the changes myself. But since I didn't make some of these changes, what I'm doing is discussing with you the pros and cons of, doing some different pagination. And we talked about making a subchapter headings the equivalent of chapter headings, which I think is not good. So don't want to do that. But when we get to places where we have a dangling sentence or a couple of lines, and then a page break, that's no good. I mean, if that can be avoided, we should avoid it. I'm going to go back to the front of the document and scan it from the front and stop it every time I see what I think is an opportunity to maybe improve the appearance. I mean, but I was looking to you to do that. What worries me is that in the past it hadn't worked. It's come back worse instead of better.
I can understand. I personally will look and have a word with the team on this as well. The reason I wanted to get on call was just to clear all these confusions out as well. So I personally will have a word with the team, and I will have them go through this thoroughly. So when the next draft will be shared with you, it will be having all these issues catered. So I will have a word with them on this.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I don't believe it because I don't see how it's possible. That's because it's a game of blind man's buff. I mean, I send you a document, it comes back to me totally changed, and I've had no ability to discuss it with the people who made the changes. We have different value systems, obviously, I don't trust their judgment, because any damn fool who would use Times New Roman typeface in a book like this should be fired. I mean, that's just in gross incompetence. Use newsprint for a goddamn book. That's ridiculous. And I didn't recommend that change. I sent you a document in Arial, and it came back to me in Times New Roman. And that pissed me off big time. That should never happen.
Absolutely.
So you might
learn
something.
Absolutely.
I mean,
go ahead.
You know, I don't know. How long have you been working with these people? You know, you're working with Creative Design or some other company. It's not Penguin Writers, book writers. So are they subcontractors to you or to Penguin? Or who the hell do they work for? Are they employees of yours or Penguin's?
No. It's Penguin Book Writers. The portal that we use to communicate, that is different. So we are working with the Penguin Book Writers. We are the Penguin Book Writers. In order to resolve this particular issue, I can understand that there has been issue with the previous formatter. I personally had a word with the team, and I had your formatter change. So what I am going to do is I am going to have your call scheduled by tomorrow with the formatter himself and the formatting team head, so that you both can be on the same page. So by tomorrow, you will expect a call from the formatting team, and all these concerns will be catered when you get the next drop. So all I need is time till tomorrow. I'll have a call scheduled with the formatting team so that all these minor issues can be discussed, and they'll be having the latest version of Word as well. So all these issues, all these concerns will be catered with that one single call by tomorrow.
So you want me to deal directly with the formatters?
I just want to get on call with the formatting team directly so that there is no issue and your message can be conveyed to them in a smoother way as well. Because I personally had escalated that the previous formatting was not up to the mark and there were concerns, which is why the client was not satisfied. So this is why I personally can have the call scheduled with the formatting team as well, so that you both can be on the same page as well and all these minute issues can be taken care of. So it's just a one call that I will have.
They shouldn't even exist. These issues shouldn't even exist. I worked with Page
Absolutely.
Publishing, and I never had issues like this with Page Publishing. Their paginators were terrific, and they did great work, and it didn't require any help, and they knew what to do, and I didn't have to tell them. So I am dismayed that your people have not been able to figure this out for themselves.
I can completely understand. This is why I got the formatter changed as well, and the next draft that you're going to get, that won't have any such issues, and I will assure on that.
Can we go back to the bottom of page 5 and the top of page 6 and talk about that for a second?
Sure.
Now, I don't know what you see on your screen, but on my screen, at the bottom of page 5, it breaks after the word that's underscored, after the republic is underscored, and it breaks right at after the word the. So the word republic appears on page 6, and along with the rest of that statement by Angelo Cotavia, the Claremont Review of Books, September 27, 2016. Is that what you see on your screen?
one quick second, and you're seeing the page number 5 as it is, right? The bottom, the footer says page 5?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And if I go ahead, there is a subchapter which says how the U.S. became an oligarchy. Do you see that same thing on your end as well?
That's the heading at the top of page 5, subheading.
Okay. Okay. No, on my end, the file that you shared, that is going towards the next page. So there is some formatting issue with the file that I am viewing on my end.
Well, what's different is you have a different rendering on your computer, and so you do not see what I see. The document should not have been changed. If you're using the document I sent you, the bits did not change. So the document is the same, but the rendering that you're looking at is different than what I'm seeing.
Now I get where the concern is. Let me have this sorted out, and let me get this sorted out and get back to you on it. I can completely understand where the whole confusion is being and where the things are messing up. I personally will have this catered, David. I can completely understand where the things are going otherwise, and it could be possible because of this version as well. And I personally am going to have a word with the team. I will sit with them to review this particular draft, and they will be having the same formatting as you have on your end. It's just on my end that is
possible. If they're using the latest release of Microsoft Word, then it should render the same.
Yep.
But obviously, you're in a terrible position. You can't see what they're seeing or what I'm seeing. So I guess you learned something.
I can completely understand. I will have this taken care of from my end. I can completely understand where things are messing up from my end. It's because of this whole version, but I will have this rectified and taken care of from my end. I will have this updated right away.
When you do, give me a call.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll reach out to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Have a great day.